This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It's Bill Martinez coming at you at the top of the hour. Yes, I am back from Israel, a trip of trips. I'll tell you, my mouth and my jaw is still in the constant awe-opening position. Just an incredible, extraordinary experience, and I'll be telling you more about it in the days ahead. It just was a real special time, a trip of a lifetime. First time I'd ever been to Israel. Of course, over the years, I had opportunities to go, and you know, my wife would say, "Hey, look, you got young kids. Are you kidding me? You know, what is going on there?" And of course, you know, a couple of weeks before we leave, the State Department releases a statement, a travel advisory, saying, "Hey, we don't want you to go to Bethlehem. Bethlehem's closed off." And sure enough, even the day we got to Israel, the State Department released another travel advisory, said, "Don't even think about it. They're closing it off. Do not recommend anybody from the United States of America go and visit Bethlehem." And, of course, you know, here you are during the holiday season, and what do you want to do? You want to go to Bethlehem. Well, I get close, and I saw this humongous wall that was on the other side of it. And even the night that we left, sadly, there was a woman with four children, a single mom, and a Palestinian broke into her house and murdered her. And the things that go on there are just incredible. And the people, I mean, you know, and I go, how do you live with this? And they go, well, it's kind of like you guys in the States, you live with earthquakes. And I go, I'm not sure I would, you know, put it in that kind of perspective. But you can tell they love the country. They're very accommodating, you know, for everybody. And it was just such, like I say, a sweet experience. And we're going to talk more about that. And, of course, with me coming back, you know, trying to get caught up with what has been happening around the world. And, of course, you hear about this campaign volunteer for Dr. Ben Carson that he passed away after, you know, experiencing a tragic car accident there in Iowa. Was it Iowa that he was at? Is that what it was, guys, that he was in Iowa? Is that what you had?
Yeah, I believe so, Iowa, yep.
Yeah, I mean, just unbelievable. And, you know, was, and the way Dr. Carson put it there in his statement, he says, a presidential candidate asks a lot of his or her volunteers working long hours in the cold, underappreciated. They are the unsung heroes of the political process. The outpouring of support for Braden and his family from fellow candidates as well as their staffs and volunteers demonstrates that life will always transcend politics, and I thank them for their kind words. Please continue to keep Braden's family and his friends in your prayers as they struggle through this difficult time. He says, even after more than 30 years experience counseling parents and family members in the most difficult of times, it never gets easier, but I find solace in the knowledge of God's redeeming grace, and I pray that Braden's family finds comfort in the mercy of the Lord. Across America today, I ask everyone to take a moment to reflect on the preciousness of life and remember and honor the memory of Braden Joplin. You know, there's not much more that can be said. You know, Dr. Carson, in his own style and his heart, shared openly with us with that statement. And, you know, it is a sad time for Braden's family. And, again, our prayers are with his family, prayers of peace and comfort as they, you know, as they deal with this. I mean, he's a young man. I think he was, what, 25, 26 years old?
25, yeah. Atlantic, Iowa is, I guess it was Slick Roads and, just a bad deal.
And as we know, it can be there. It gets pretty brutal. And, of course, you know, here I get back, and as I'm in Israel, I just heard as I was flying back about Glenn Frey's passing, 67 years. I mean, you know, we got young people here that's going on. You know, what's going on, guys? And then who else passed away? Besides David Bowie, because that happened, I think, before I left.
Yep. Grizzly Adams, actually.
Grizzly Adams, yeah. Rafferty.
Alan Rickman. Let's see.
Gail Griffin, right?
Yep.
Mata Hoople.
Yep. Mick Gillette from Tower Power. So, yeah, all kinds of stuff going on.
Wow, I'll tell you. You know, it's just... again, I think Dr. Carson said it perfectly. It gives you a perspective on life and the preciousness of it, and we can be thankful for those that are living that are with us, and that you know, hopefully make it a better day for each one of us. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's just about 4 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us right here. Bill Martinez live.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Martinez
Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Bob Beaupre, political analyst, former congressman, chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer, overall good guy, is with us. Bob, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bill. It's good
hey,
to be with you.
We got a lot to talk about here. Iowa and New Hampshire right around the curve coming at us fast, and boy, the candidates are trying to gain ground because, you know, come New Hampshire, this field's going to be whittled out. I'm talking about the GOP side rather rapidly, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly by South Carolina, the third one, and they all come in rapid-fire succession. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're within 30 days of, I think, finally getting a little sorting out of the field and some clarity to who's really going to be in this race. It looks right now like it's narrowing down to probably three. I don't want to be disrespectful to any of the others. I guess you could say five, but clearly Trump.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, just dealing with a little bit of difficulty. I think maybe even our phone lines are jet lagged a little bit, as we were mentioning earlier, you know, just coming in from Israel. But Kevin Salley's with us, a criminal defense attorney who's well-versed on a wide range of topics from local cases to the Supreme Court. He's been with us before, and it's always good to have him with us. Kevin, always good to have you on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, I want to talk about this latest decision on immigration from the U.S. Supreme Court. How are you reading this, Kevin?
Well, so far it's just the decision to take the case, and the case is it involves the DAPA program. This is, as you probably know, a couple of years ago, the Department of Homeland Security decided, basically, you know, obviously at President Obama's instigation, to basically defer action on a lot of people who are sort of presently in the country unlawfully. And obviously very controversial. I mean, this is something that's been debated pretty vigorously at the congressional level, what should sort of be the overall national policy towards people in that situation. And basically what it boiled down to, it's actually a very long kind of technical opinion. There's a number of questions when it comes to, you know, immigration policy, including, you know, what to do with people who are here unlawfully. One question is, you know, what should we do? The other question, you know, another question is, who should make that decision? Should it be Congress or should it be the executive? And then thirdly, you know, if it's the executive, how do they get to make that decision? And to sort of cut it fairly short, that the majority of the decision is not about, you know, what our immigration policy should be, but first of all, how much discretion and authority does the president and the executive branch have to make that decision on its own without involving Congress? And then if so, how do they have to do that? And basically, the lower court, the Fifth Circuit Court, sort of the middle court in our system, said, the executive doesn't have the authority, given the statutes that exist out there, the executive doesn't have the authority to do what they did here and sort of expand the rights of these people to be here. And even if they did, they couldn't do it the way they did in sort of a very abbreviated process. So that's what the Fifth Circuit decided, and that's what's going to be reviewed by the Supreme Court.
What's your gut on this, Kevin?
Well, it's tough. I mean, you know, as you know, the Supreme Court right now is sort of very closely divided. You get a lot of these sort of 5-4 decisions on the more contentious issues. It's a not very secret fact for many years that a lot of it is sort of Justice Kennedy is the swing, and sort of whichever way he feels about a lot of things, that tends to be the way things go, and that's probably going to be the case here. What I will tell you, there's sort of two competing, pushes here. One is the Supreme Court does generally want to make sure that kind of laws are understood and followed, and the proper processes are enforced. The flip side, though, is that the Supreme Court historically doesn't like to get into what it calls political questions. Basically, kind of the way the country should, well, at least theoretically, the Supreme Court will say.
Okay.
I realize I was saying something, but at least, you know, on its face, the Supreme Court will say kind of it's, you know, we're not the president, we're not Congress, and there's certain things about the way that, for example, the president is going to run the country or you know, execute the laws that it's really up to the political process. If you don't like it, you know, vote them out. We're not going to get involved. That will certainly be said. Whether that will in fact be honored, I mean, you know, we know it's not unheard of for the Supreme Court to kind of step in and actually give some what it believes to be its guidance as to how the country should be run. But yeah, I think that's if the court declines to stop the president's program, it will probably be on that basis that, look, you know, this is an area that is really up to the president and sort of the political process, and we are not going to interfere one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if they put on their activist robes, it's going to be tough because, you know, a new government report released just last night found that more than 500,000 foreign nationals who received temporary visas to enter the U.S. under the Visa Waiver Program, or B Visa, in 2015 overstayed their permits. That's a lot of folks right there just in 1 year, and that's what they can count. And we know how the government math works, right, Kevin?
No, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, it's everybody, I mean, you know, both citizens and kind of lawyers know that on the one end, we think that what happens when we submit a decision to any judge, whether it's Supreme Court, trial court, they're just sort of coolly and dispassionately looking at the law and deciding which way it goes. In reality, what happens is that there's a lot of policy behind that. There's a lot of the judges wanting it.
Well, Kevin, we're out of time. Thank you for chiming in on this situation. Kevin, of course, a criminal defense attorney on Bill Martinez Live. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour, America.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
I love the East. I love the West. No offense, don't they both the best, but I only love the Golden as a guest. I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, I love the rocks, and what is more, with you let it never be a bore, cause I love being here with you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, we love the company, I'll tell you. Good to have you along with us. Bill Martinez here within 19 minutes after the top of the hour, America. Ian Tuttle is with us right now, National Review Institute Buckley Fellow in Political Journalism. Ian, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good to be with you.
Hey, I like your article about, were going to vote for Donald Trump. Here's why. And I got to tell you, that was one of the questions I was asked repeatedly while I was in Israel. People wanted to know about Donald Trump. Did I think that he could be the next president? In fact, and of course, after yesterday's announcement that Sarah Palin was backing him, although I did get a kick. I don't know if you saw the Daily News cover or the New York Post cover. Anything that has to do with Sarah Palin, all of a sudden you get this Saturday Night Live kind of comedy that's thrown in whether you want it or not, right?
Absolutely, no question.
Yeah. So tell us, in terms of what you're looking at with Donald Trump, and what are his chances if Trump wound up on the ballot? Why would you give him his vote? Vote.
So I would say I begin my piece by saying, look, the possibility that he could be his Republican nominee, the nominee for one of the two major political parties in the United States, is no longer far fetched the way that it seemed when he paraded down the escalator at Trump Tower just 6 or 7 months ago. He's going to have it's there's still quite a bit of race left. Absolutely, no one's even gone to the polls, and he would certainly have a difficult time, I think, in a general election where you're looking to peel off independent voters or center left voters. You can't win strictly with your Republican Party line voters. But the point that I make in my piece is there are a number of people on the right who, I think, not unreasonably, and I'm enormously sympathetic to this, say that Trump simply isn't conservative. He doesn't he doesn't abide by conservative principles. They would say he doesn't abide by probably any sort of principles other than winning, which seems to be his draw. Right. And that if he were to be the Republican nominee, he could very well tear the party apart. He's simply not the type of person that conservatives should rally behind. The party of Lincoln cannot also be the party of Trump. All of that said, in my piece, I argue, well, the alternative is Hillary Clinton. And if you want to, abstain from voting for Trump if you're Republican or right-leaning, that's fine, but you have to understand that Democrats won't, and that we're going to get a woman who is, at least as of this last debate, says she's basically running for the third term of Barack Obama. That means probably continued high unemployment. It means continued domestic tensions of the sort that we've seen. And I think most importantly, it means a very dangerous situation abroad. Hillary Clinton is not going to hold the line against Iran. There's very little indication, especially in a party that's leaning increasingly far left after 8 years of Obama, that she would take the fight to ISIS. These are the sorts of things that no Republican wants to see. And the fact is, we might have to hold our noses and vote for Trump, and then seek to temper him in office.
That's even possible. I mean, I'm not sure that temper and Trump go together. That concept, it's so almost an oxymoron. I mean, because he just continues to be like a bull in a china shop. I mean, it's like the other day, I saw the footage of him at Liberty University, and he's talking about the Bible, and it's like, buddy, I mean, as smart a guy as you are, and as much money as you have no, there's nobody on your team that can give you some kind of counsel. This is almost as bad as Barack Obama repeatedly saying corpsman. You know, here you are, the commander in chief, and you don't know it's a corpsman. You're continuing to say a corpsman. And that's disturbing. But you know, you can say, well, it's a minor issue. But I wonder in part here, and you're there. I mean, you know, you're seeing the numbers as I am. I'm talking to people, and I'm just wondering if the pollsters and the media in general, if we're just missing, this undertow of support for Trump. It's almost like people want to, you know, like you say right now, maybe hold their nose or not necessarily say they're in support of Trump, but, you know, in their closets and, you know, and away from everybody, they're kind of cheering him on because, you know, he's taken on the establishment. And, 8 years of Barack Obama, it's like the fulcrum is getting ready to swing back 180 degrees in the opposite direction.
Yeah, there's certainly something to be said to that. He said in that argument's favor. I mean, the dissatisfaction, the frustration is just enormous on the right and also on the left, which I think is why you're seeing the Bernie bounce.
Right.
There's a sort of populism on both sides. As far as the polls go, it's an interesting question, and it's difficult to evaluate because we're sort of, even people who've been watching this race, we're watching presidential politics for decades, and some of them are my colleagues, and are all saying we're looking at a black box here because, you know, look at a situation like Iowa. Iowa is all about a caucus, which means people going out and sitting for hours and actually, you know, putting in the time and labor to voice their support for a candidate. It's more extensive than just checking a box.
Exactly.
If the Trump swell, the masses that are allegedly supporting him are generally politically disengaged, are people who have sort of been outside of politics and are coming back into it, are they the type of people who are going to participate in a caucus? That's a question that everybody's asking, and nobody knows the answer. We just have to wait and find out. If they are, then we're looking at a totally different race than we've seen for you know, a generation or two. If they're not, then it's likely that Trump's bubble would burst pretty fast, and we're looking at a more traditional race where you're likely to see, you know, Cruz and possibly Rubio sort of making stronger runs down the stretch. But as far as the polls go, everybody is sort of waiting for the only poll that matters.
Exactly, and that's when they go in and pull the lever,
exactly.
And they cast their final vote. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, as you know, you see what's happening with Hillary, and it's almost like her constituency are just hoping upon hope, that maybe, you know, the people would give up like Bernie Sanders and say, the heck with these darn emails, and, you know, why are we even dealing with this? But, you know, this has been a slow drip process of torture about the emails, and now you've got the recent announcement that she's exposed big time here. I mean, she's really violated things to such a degree that people's lives are endangered. I mean, we're talking far beyond what General Petraeus did, and we're talking about this morning. You know, I don't know if they're throwing do they want to throw Petraeus under the bus in a way and hold him out there to kind of be a little bit of a shield, like saying, look, we're going to take away some stars from him, but if you kind of just give Hillary a pass here, maybe we won't be so hard on Petraeus and let it go. I wouldn't be surprised if that's, if he's becoming a bit of a bargaining chip here, possibly.
Oh, yeah, I think there's the whole history of the sort of Clinton left is the history of scapegoating and finding people to throw under the bus to protect Bill first and now Hillary, and a lot of people on the left are even skeptical. I don't think we'll see what happens at the polls, but Bernie's run is serious, and it's very possible that he could win the first two primaries. I think the smart money is still on Hillary, you know, barring an indictment or a leaked allegation from the FBI. But, you know, all it takes is a little shift of momentum, somebody high up there to say, we're really worried, and then maybe, you get somebody else who jumps in the race, or
yeah, exactly.
Something collapses.
Maybe Biden comes back in. We don't know. But it's a lot of fun to watch it. There's no doubt about it. Ian Tuttle, National Review Institute Buckley Fellow in Political Journalism. Ian, good to have you on Bill Martinez Live.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room. And even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's me, cape and all. I'm out of the phone booth. Good to have you along with us. 28 before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, and we have the author of just an incredible book here, and what Pastor Dave Willis has to share with us is going to really encourage you. And especially, you know, like we all do. I mean, let's face it. We all love love, but sometimes, you know, we hit those valleys, and it can be especially tough. Dave Willis is a pastor, author of The 7 Laws of Love, Essential Principles for Building Stronger Relationships. Dave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks a lot for having me on the program.
Well, you know, the timing of your book, I mean, did you just feel like, I mean, you and your wife have been involved in this for a long time. I mean, this has been your ministry and your heart, you know, dealing with couples. But it just seems that the environment in which we live and the culture today is much more contentious, I believe, than any time I can remember.
Well, I think you're exactly right, and that has been our heart, because we've just seen in our own family, in our friendships, in our church, there just seems to be such a breakdown in marriages and in family relationships. And when there's a breakdown there, I mean, the family's the foundation for the rest of society. And so when
exactly.
we get those relationships wrong, everything else comes out of focus. And I feel like in a lot of ways, that's where our culture is right now. So that was the whole point of the book, is just trying to point us all back to the timeless truth to really make relationships work.
I got to tell you, Dave, we were really touched. And I just got back from Israel, and we were there, and we had a chance to enjoy a Shabbat with a couple, very lovely couple, and their family in their home. And this has just been something they've been on their heart. And I think they said something that they have opened their home, them and the network of people that they work with, to some like 20,000 Christians who happen to come to Israel, and they share Shabbat with them, which is really special. But the thing I got to tell you, and I was with a bunch of other pastors, about 33 pastors and myself, and we're there in their home, and there is a part of the tradition and the ceremony of the way they celebrate Shabbat where the guy sings over his wife. And I got to tell you, without exception, each one of those pastors were so touched that I got to believe they're all going home singing over their wives. And this is something, you know, we said, you imagine if we were doing that in the households of America on a weekly basis, like this couple had exampled, you know, what that would do to relationships and marriages, huh?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's a beautiful picture. And that's what marriage is supposed to be. It's like the mm-hmm. soundtracks of our marriages now, instead of singing over each other, there's shouting, or there's just completely disconnection. And we need to get back to that beautiful image you were describing.
And it was not only, you know, again, going to your point about the importance of the family unit, it was not only that he sang over his wife, but then the two of them sang over their children. And, I mean, it was so moving and touching. It was very, very special. And, you know, what they shared with us. And I know that they encouraged us all. And I know that, you know, Dave, in your book, in the Seven Laws of Love, you present a case for all of us. I guess for is nothing short than a love revival, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Because the bottom line is, when we get to the end of life, not to sound, you know, morbid, but just as mm-hmm. a pastor, I've spent a lot of time around people who are at the end of their life. And when we get to the end, what matters to us is it's universally the same. You know, I never hear anybody talk about how they wish they would have worked more or shaved a few strokes off their golf game. All these
yeah.
things, which are not unimportant, but they just pale in comparison to what really matters. Because at the end, it's all about relationships. It's your faith, your family, your friends, the way you loved God, the way you loved others. And every real joy we have at the end of life is the result of a relationship. And also every significant regret we have at the end of our lives is the result of a place where we failed in a relationship. And so most people, tragically, wait until they get to the end to really understand what matters most. And so the whole love revival is really just refocusing on what does matter and then living life in light of those priorities.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned golf because you're close to Augusta, and we were talking about that before. You know, my golf instructor used to tell me, Bill, you know, it's about getting the club face on the ball. That's it. You know, you just got to do that and do that repeatedly. And basically what he was saying, in order to be efficient and to be able to execute the golf swing, you know, there you know, wasn't a whole lot of extra things to think about. Just think about getting the club face on the ball. And I think that sometimes in our complicated world, especially when it comes to relationship, we make things too complicated. It is a journey. And it can take us off course, but at the end of the day, we've got to take pause, Dave, don't you think? And say, okay, what am I missing here? What are the most significant things in this relationship that I need to focus on for it to be successful and for me to get out of this relationship what I need to get out of it? Because if your partner's not fulfilled, you know, there's no way you're going to be fulfilled.
No, that's so true. And I mean, just like in golf, if you want to be a good golfer, it takes more than just hitting one great shot one time. It's what you do with consistency. And in relationships, you know, those big kind of one-time gestures, big romantic, you know, getaways, those things are great. But really what's going to define a relationship are those consistent daily practices and habits, the way we talk to each other, the way we prioritize time together. Because in any relationship, really, time is the currency of relationships. So if you want to invest into it, there's no shortcut. We have to invest our time. We have to be present. And What kind of distracts us the most in our culture is all the technology, and I'm as bad at this as anybody. I feel like I don't want to go through life and have my kids and my wife's memories of me being looking at the top of my head while I was looking down at a phone or a computer screen. And so we've got to, myself included, we've got to unplug from that stuff more often so that even when we're with our loved ones, we're not in a different world. We're locked in, we're engaged, and the time that we're giving them is the best of ourselves.
Well, and you know, and what you draw in terms of example in your book here, Dave, is that what relationship model are we following? Are we going to follow the model of the culture that is fast paced, running to and fro, spending kids as many as 7-8 hours a day on these electronic devices, disconnected from the important relationships in their lives, not to mention what the adults are doing? Or are we going to follow God's example, who laid it out and said, this is what it looks like? And I think we've lost connection with that, haven't we?
I think we absolutely have. And that's, again, what the book's pointing back to, it's what does God say about love? Because he created it. He put it into motion. It's the greatest gift he's ever given to us. And so, yeah, our world says love is great. I mean, the Beatles are right. All you need is love. But we all have these different opinions and definitions about what love really is. So we're playing by different rules. But if we'll get back to the original rules, which have never gone out of date, I mean, they're timeless, that's when our relationships will come into focus. And what we'll see is it's something better than any fairy tale that's ever been written or any love story you're going to see on TV. That timeless definition of love, while it can be difficult at times because it requires selflessness and it requires commitment, but when we'll do it, man, every other part of life improves as a result.
Exactly. Yeah, there was an interesting story that I was reading this morning about this 10-year-old Iraqi girl. I don't know if you saw this or not, Dave, but it is a real study in love. I mean, her family had been kicked out. They've been, refugees, and they were kicked out by ISIS. And her heart of forgiveness toward, toward ISIS, toward people that had done her family wrong and that sort of thing is just absolutely touching. And this is all part of the love formula, is that we're not going to, necessarily hold people accountable, but we're going to give them our forgiveness and extend God's love. And she repeatedly, at 10 years old, I mean, the wisdom of this 10-year-old girl was absolutely fascinating.
That is so powerful and so true. Love and grace go hand in hand. And we've got to go through life letting go of bitterness and letting go of the resentment and replacing it with love.
Dave, what's the big takeaway here?
Hey, the big takeaway is that love really is the only part of life that really counts. And if we want to live well, it starts with loving well. And that means giving the best of ourselves to people who matter most and not being distracted by all the other things in life that don't matter nearly as much. Let's focus in on what really matters.
You can go to Dave Willis's website, strongermarriages.org or davewillis.org for more information and also a pathway and how you can enjoy his new book, The 7 Laws of Love. Pastor Dave, thank you for being with us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quotes subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to the best of Bill Martinez live.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's exactly where you want to go. And right now it is time for Steve, the movie guy, direct from Hollywood, the movie capital of the world. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, Bill, and there will be a trivia question years from now. What was the movie that knocked Star Wars 7 out of the top spot, huh?
I'll tell you what, there was no way I was going to, you know, anybody could have answered that. How do you come up with Ride Along 2?
Ride Along 2 with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart knocking Star Wars 7, the top grossing film in North America of all time. Knocked it out of the top spot. Ride Along 2 made $35.3 million. It wasn't the darling of the critics, but hey, it has an audience out there.
Exactly, the Revenant, without a doubt.
Yeah. The Revenant was number two.
Star Wars is just they got tired of counting all the money, Steve-O.
Oh, my gosh, Star Wars. It was number three, $853 million in North America alone, $1.9 billion worldwide. It's just been huge. It's a phenomenon, as they say. It was number three. I did have a chance to see The Revenant last weekend. Have you seen it?
You did. How'd you like that? No, I haven't. I just got back from Israel, man. I saw some Israeli movies. You know, they were pretty interesting, you know, with all the subtitles and that. But, you know, nothing really to shout home about.
It wasn't playing in a lot over there, huh? Well, it's a terrific film. I mean, it's been nominated for 12 Academy Awards. Alejandro González Iñárritu, the director, has just done a phenomenal job. It's a beautiful-looking movie. The cinematographer is also up. And it's shot up in Alberta. It's incredible landscapes, and it's a beautiful-looking movie. And there is a bear scene, which is amazing. This is where, of course, Leonardo DiCaprio attacked by this bear. I've never been attacked by a grizzly, but I would imagine it is something like that. It's brutal. I mean, it's really rough stuff, but it's definitely one to see. It kind of harkens back to the big epic films of yesteryear. So, yeah, I would recommend it. 13 Hours, that was number four. And Daddy's Home.
I got to tell you, I was surprised, frankly, 13 Hours.
Yes, you saw it.
Because that was one thing. No, I still didn't see. Remember, I'm in Israel. I just got back. So, no, but I had so many people comment to me how much they appreciated the movie. And, you know, Michael Bay said he was really, you know, not necessarily careful, he can go out of his way, but, you know, he really felt in his own assessment that it wasn't a political movie. And some people, I guess, if you go with a political mindset, you're going to read out of it what you want. But I was surprised. I thought it was going to do more, you know, more than what it did. Although, you know, $16 million, not bad.
$16 million for a movie of that size, I think, is what it was expected. I think they actually did better than they had expected it would do. And, you know, who knows? Mm-hmm. It might have legs and continue to go. And I've also heard that it's some of Michael Bay's best work. So there you go, 13 mm-hmm. hours.
Exactly.
Daddy's Home, rounding out the top five, one of those movies that refuses to die. $129 million for Daddy's Home, with a movie which the critics just savaged. There you go. Mm-hmm. Who knows, huh?
Yep, exactly. And well, you had Norm of the North was a new one, and that didn't quite break in.
It didn't really click. It was, number six. It only, made about $6.8 million. It's an animated film. Those usually take a long time to make. It's really kind of too bad, but there you go. That's what happened last week. And we have some movies which are, probably less than remarkable. Should we start with Dirty Grandpa? Here we go.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's clean them up. Let's see if we can do that. Huh? Is that possible?
Well, you got a cast. You got Robert De Niro and Zac Efron here, right? Mm-hmm. Zac plays Jason Kelly. He's 1 week away from marrying his boss's uber-controlling daughter, putting him on the fast track for a partnership in the family law firm. However, when the straight-laced Jason is tricked into driving his foul-mouthed grandfather, Dick, played by Robert De Niro, he's tricked into driving Grandpa down to Daytona for spring break. Pending nuptials are suddenly in jeopardy between the riotous frat parties, according to the press release, bar fights, mm-hmm. and an epic night of karaoke. Dick is on a quest to live life to the fullest and bring Jason along for the ride. But ultimately, on the wildest journey of their lives, Dirty Grandpa and his uptight grandson discover they can learn from one another and form a bond that they never had. Not reviewed for the critics, not surprising. One critic said, when Robert De Niro's dad bod is the most appealing part of your movie, .. There you go.
Yes. Dirty Grandpa. Well, that's the cover. That's the poster cover, right?
I know.
It's hysterical.
Who knows how that one's... I have no idea how that one will play. Another movie out called The Fifth Wave. Now, this is based on Rick Yancey's best-selling books for young adults. This is the first movie in a trilogy. And critics are not crazy about it, and I will talk about that in a moment. Only 20% are recommending. But this is about a 16-year-old girl, Cassie Sullivan. She's trying to survive in a world that is devastated by the waves of an alien invasion that have already decimated the population, knocked mankind back to the Stone Age. And it does star Chloe Grace Moretz. She is the bright star here. It's not getting good reviews. And one critic had this to say, another week, another plucky teenage girl with the fate of the world on her shoulders, buffeted by the smoldering glances from two strong yet sensitive young men, which sounds a whole lot like Hunger Games. So I think that's what this one has going against it. But I think if you are a fan of the books, maybe one to see this weekend, The Fifth Wave. And then let's talk about a creepy film here. It's called The Boy. Okay, here's the setup. This is about Greta. Now, Greta is a young American woman who takes a job as a nanny in a remote English village. It sounds good so far, right? Mm-hmm. Then she discovers that the family's 8-year-old boy is a life-size doll that the parents care for just like a real boy as a way to cope with the death of their actual son 20 years prior. So after violating this list of strict rules, a series of disturbing and inexplicable events bring Greta's worst nightmare to light, leading her to believe that the doll is actually alive. There you go. The boy.
Pinocchio, one more time, huh?
Why not? Let's do this again. Lauren Cohen is starring in this along with Rupert Evans. It's called The Boy. And then we have the third in the IPAN movie series. This is IPAN 3. We have a band of brutal gangsters led by a crooked property developer make a play to take over the city. Master IP is forced to take a stand. Master He, of course, is played by the legendary Donnie Yen. Many think that this will be his final kung fu performance. And, of course, he's called on again to protect his city from this ruthless gangster. So 73% are recommending this. They say, you know, show up to see the choreography, the fighting, not much as far as the plot is concerned. IP Man 3, if you're a fan of 1 and 2, maybe one to see this weekend.
Well, Mike Tyson is in this movie, too, right?
Beg your pardon?
Is Mike Tyson in this movie, too? Is that
actually,
am I reading?
That's right. Mike Tyson is co-starring in this movie as a street fighter. So, hey, what else do you need to show up?
Hey, really? Okay. Well, you know,
okay.
as long as he doesn't chew on his ear or something, we'll be okay. All right.
You just never know with Mike.
Yeah.
Synchronicity also out there this weekend. This interesting film. This is basically, remember the movie Memento years ago?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never did really understand it. And this is supposed to be kind of a cross between Blade Runner and Memento. We got a physicist, Jim Beale. He's invented this machine that can fold space and time. And then, of course, you have a ruthless corporate tycoon by the name of Klaus Meisner who will stop at nothing to get it. Jim uses the machine to tear open the fabric of the universe. Then he discovers this rare dahlia. It appears in the future, but in order to keep the rights to his invention, he must prove that, it works by finding the flower's identical match in the present. Jim soon discovers that the dahlia lies in the hands of the mysterious Abby, who seduces him into revealing his secrets. Convinced that she is in league with Klaus to take ownership of his life's work, Jim travels back in time to stop the conspiracy before it can happen. But once in the past, Jim uncovers a surprising truth about Abby, the machine, and his own uncertain future. Do you understand any of that? I'm not sure.
I was taking notes, too. I was taking notes, and I can't. I'm having a hard time connecting the dots on that one.
60% of the critics are recommending this. It's probably pretty good, but, you know, with these time travel movies, it gets so convoluted. It's really kind of all over the place. So Synchronicity out there, I would check out the trailer, maybe one to see. Then we have a movie here, which is one of those that come along with a terrific cast, and you're wondering what happened, right? We have one called Mojave, and this is, a movie which is starring Oscar Isaac, who's in the current Star Wars movie, along with Mark Wahlberg. This is about a guy, a violent artist, Thomas, who has an ominous encounter in the desert with a homicidal, chameleon-like drifter, Jack, played by Oscar Isaac. And Jack follows Thomas back to his privileged L.A. home life, and he's holding a dark secret over his head as he attempts to infiltrate and destroy his seemingly perfect life. That's what this is about. Like I say, it has a big cast, but it's just being kind of thrown out there, and nobody with no real publicity. Nobody's doing publicity for this, and it's not reviewed for the critics. So I guess you have to take that as its own, take your chances on that one. We have
maybe they're just giving us a chance to exhale here a little bit with some of these movies that are coming out. Maybe to catch up on what previously has been released here.
It could be, or maybe if you're looking to get out of the rain or whatever, an opportunity to do so. We have Sundance coming up this weekend, is going to be interesting. It's the 38th annual Sundance Film Festival. You have 50,000 people converging on Park City up in Utah. And so the interesting thing about this is, they take 3,800 submissions, they schedule 120 films, and everybody wants to be the next Brooklyn or Little Miss Sunshine or Hustle and Flow. That's kind of how all this works. And, by the way, they have Uber service from Salt Lake City by helicopter to Park City, Utah. 15-minute ride, $200. Use your Uber app at the airport.
Helicopter Uber service?
That's right.
Wow.
Get on the helicopter, and 15 minutes later, and $200 lighter, you're in Park City. There you go.
Exactly. Hey, and you get to see some interesting new movies, no doubt. And, of course, I'm sure you're going to give us the big rundown on the Sundance Film Festival. You're taking your skis out there and getting ready to hit the snow and enjoy some movies, huh?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay, why not? Here he is, the one and only Steve the Movie Guy on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve-O.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.